Hey.
All right, welcome to a special edition, a special arc of Conversation Nation, where we don't play none of his music. So we're going to try to do this whole episode on not necessarily R. Kelly, but the show about R. Kelly, the docuseries about R. Kelly. I, of course, am Larry Merchant. This is Nikki Jackson. I know some of y'all are thinking right now, why am I listening to this show? Why are y'all doing a whole show about R. Kelly? We already know about R. Kelly. We already know what he did. We knew what he did 10 years ago when he peed on the little girl and stuff. I know all about that. I did not. That is not why I watched the docuseries. I know a lot of people was like, a lot of people I talked to about it, like, asked them if they watched it. They was like, I'm not watching that. I already know about R. Kelly. They bringing up old stuff. Some of that stuff is not old stuff, number one. Number two, some of that stuff, another reason why I watched it was to...
I watched it for the women's version, because you hear a lot of stuff about R. Kelly in general, but you never hear nothing from the girls. We don't know nothing about no girls. We don't hear nothing about from their side, so... I particularly was like, I'm gonna watch it barely. I literally struggled to watch it, but I watched it
to see who helped him. And it shocked me because one of his, I think it was his assistant, the black guy or something. I have to look at it again to remember his name.
His manager?
I think it was. The black dude, the old black guy.
Yeah. His name
was Chris something.
Yeah.
He knew about the stuff. He helped. I think it's a part enough where he just outright says, well, when R. Kelly and Aaliyah got married, she was 15, but he made sure he had the papers, the marriage papers forged to say that she was 18.
He said he went through a lot of work to have all those papers forged and everything, made sure that he had all those documents, and he knew, like, I don't understand how you are okay with this little girl marrying this grown-ass man. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Like, how dare you? You need to be punished. R. Kelly need to be punished. Everybody, like, I'm not okay with it. Like, how dare you be like, you know what? She might be 15, but we're going to say she's 18. We have her parents thinking that we're just going to give her a big record deal, and she's out here having consensual sex as a minor with a grown-ass man. Like, and we're going to just forge papers about it. And no one's going to give a shit.
And then when he said it, he kind of said it with like a chuckle and a grin. And I usually don't talk to my TV. I usually don't get too upset. If I'm not watching something sports-related, I don't get too upset. I don't get so upset that I talk to my TV. But I stood up and was like, what the fuck is you smiling for? Like, what you chuckling for? Like, that's somebody's daughter.
Majority of the time I was watching it, I wanted to smack the people who were talking. Like, I literally, the only person who I did not want to smack was the granny that taught him how to, like, sing and stuff. Because she was like, leave them little girls alone. You don't need to be around with these little girls. I'm like, thank you. Someone who has sense. Someone who's like, that sees he's doing this shit and is like, bro, no, don't do this. I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to guide you and help you in doing anything. How about you be a manager and be like, no, don't go to this mall. You know there's little girls here. You shouldn't be fucking with little girls. Find someone who's of age. Like,
and then on top of that, you gotta I watched it and I learned about all the other people who may not have actively helped him. So, well, some of them actively helped. Some of them didn't actively help him, but they saw what was going on.
They just
and
witnessed
they still
it.
Didn't say anything. They're like, part they, of the you problem. Saw what was going on. Like, you're part of the Chicago Police Department was helping him out. There were times where different parents whose kids are at his house and had been at his house for like months on top of months or years on top of years, and they wanted to do a wellness check
The
And
wellness checks.
yeah, and they will go to the police department in Chicago and tell them, hey, we want to do a wellness check at R. Kelly's house. And then one or more of the police officers would call somebody at R. Kelly's house, like, hey, you know, we about to come up there and do a wellness check. Like, so that's somebody in the police department in Chicago helping him. Then you got, we already talked about his manager. Then you got this another producer. I don't know his name. He the weird looking guy with the slick back hair and the soul patch under his bottom lip and the shades on. And he kept talking about how he witnessed all these different things happen. He went to his house and he saw like a different little girls in different rooms and stuff. And he didn't know how old they were, but he knew they weren't old enough to be with a grown ass man having sex and stuff. And I'm like, why didn't you go saying, to the police that day?
Markle is the key person of knowing shit is going down. You know shit is going down, and you bring a family member into this?
I don't think, see, the thing about Sparkle, I don't think that she knew that he was messing around with little girls when she brought her niece around her.
She said she knew. She saw
happen, she knew about some stuff. She knew about some stuff, but she didn't know about that.
That would happen. But she was the one that caught him having sex with Aaliyah.
No, that wasn't Sparkle. That was the other little girl. It was a girl that went to school with it was a girl that got picked out by him
at the mall
when he was about to get big, you know, at the school. She got picked out by him at the school he used to go to. The girl, the one with the long chin.
Oh, the light skinned one.
Yeah, that was the one. That was the one. She said she went on the tour bus. Because she ended up being one of his background singers, and she ended up on the tour bus and walked around the tour bus and walked in his room on the tour bus and saw him and Aaliyah having sex. That's who caught him having sex. Sparkle did not know nothing about all that stuff until he started doing it with her niece.
And by the time she knew,
Sparkle knew about how he used to treat his wife. Why his wife had to ask for permission to come in and get food while he was watching football, or how she had to, how, you know, stuff like that. She knew about that stuff. How he didn't want nobody, R. Kelly didn't want nobody speaking to her at all. Like, she was a Sparkle, would walk around and speak to people on set, on the music video sets and stuff like that, and everybody would look away and wouldn't say nothing to him when she speak to him. Stuff like that. She knew about that stuff, but she didn't know about all he having sex with little girls. Because I'm pretty sure she still, honestly, even with all that she knew, she still shouldn't have brought, in my opinion, she still shouldn't have brought her niece around him.
Feel like in that type of situation, it could be probably a women's institution or something. You know when she's left. I don't know. It's called common, not even common sense. You just feel like something's all the way left. You know when someone's wrong, and you know when someone's controlling, especially in a situation where someone doesn't want them talking to other people. They have these females all around, always in the studio, and they're only able to be in corners. They're not able to leave. They have the axe to use the bathroom. Like, no one's like, hey, this is wrong.
Yeah.
They have rights. You're not their parent.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be treating them like slaves. Like, no one's... I don't care who you are. I don't care if you just working at the stew. I don't know if you just cooking up some beets. If you're seeing this, and you're seeing them that they have to ask to go to the bathroom, they have to be like, hey, I'm hungry. Can I get a cracker? Like, I haven't eaten all day, or I have to pee. Can I go to the bucket? Like, you're not going to be like, whoa.
Can I go to the bucket?
You're not like, whoa, this is not cool. People need bathrooms. They shouldn't be on certain schedules unless they're on a diet. Like, these are young people who should be eating properly and be treated properly and not be slaves and have to ask. This is not a classroom.
Yeah, but I kind of don't care about none of that shit. You don't care about that. Like, it's clear that all he cares about is his own pleasure and what he gets out of all this. He forced them, he told them he wants them to, he tell all of them that he wants them to call him daddy. Like, first of all, Anybody that tell you that they want you to call them anything other than what their legal name is stupid. That's just, that's right up there with everybody that had their own nickname for themselves, and they tell you to call just call me Big Tony. But nobody, but they don't, they didn't earn that name. Like
bro, no one calls you Big Tony. Get out of here. Not gonna stay.
Bro, you 5'4". Nobody calls you Big Tony. Your name is Small Tony. But like, it's clear that he don't care about nothing. He only cares about himself. He didn't pass around different diseases. He didn't gave the latest girl, he gave her herpes.
Yeah. Don't get me on R. Kelly. I just want to, like, it kills me the fact that he's so not so protected, and I hate that. Like, I feel, honestly, I feel the fact that he even came out with a song talking about, yeah, I admit, like, I sleep with underage girls, but you can't call me a pedophile. Like, she wanted it. That's like,
That goes into the next thing I wanted to talk about, because not all the girls he slept with were underage. Not all the girls that he mistreated were underage. Because, of course, everybody knows about his wife. But then there were two more women, actually three more women, who met him when they were old. They were over the age of 21.
The girlfriend that was also...
Well, see, it's three of them that could be classified as the girlfriend. The light skinned one, the one that worked at the radio station.
Yeah.
You got the one that was an R. Kelly fan. She was such a big R. Kelly fan, she would kick you out of her house if you say anything bad about R. Kelly. And then the latest one, the one that he gave herpes to. I forget what she did for a living. But I don't know. Like it's something about R. Kelly that, first of all, it's people that it's even right now. While me and you are talking, after all of this stuff that came out about R. Kelly, it's still women that will go to his house and do whatever he tells them to do. Even
just
now,
just like during the trials, like honestly, that's how I felt, because I was that person who was like, everyone knows the pee that the fact that he peed on a little girl and everything. He had trials and he got off and everything. Like, everyone knew that. I grew up on that shit. And I was just like, even back then, I was like, this is not cool. I don't know why he can't go to jail. Like, they have all the evidence. Why is he not in prison? I honestly think the fact that he had trials and had people rah rah ha rah and talking about, oh, they just tried to knock down his career, that wasn't him in the video, blah blah blah. No, you part of the problem.
Even Dave Chappelle did a, I don't know if these were actually his views, but he even did a skit where he went to where he was like a juror, a potential juror in all these big cases, and even he was on, even on that, in that skit, he was on R. Kelly's side. Like, for all we know, that piss could be digital. Like, that could be anybody's piss.
That's right. But he's a comedian.
I personally have never seen the video. I have never seen it. I don't want to see it.
I've never seen the video either, nor do I want to see any visuals of someone peeing in someone's mouth.
The only thing that really matters is that no matter how much evidence you have, you don't have anything if you don't have a victim. And according to Sparkle in the docuseries, her niece, she said that little girl on that tape was her niece. And when her niece and her brother and sister went to court, they all said, that's not my niece on the tape. And once they did that, all that evidence is out the window. But all that evidence don't mean nothing.
It's not liable. It's not.
They can just go, that's not me. Because number one, it's tape. It's videotape, which is admissible, but it's like it's still not, it don't clearly show who it is enough to just go, yeah, that's them. And on top of that, when you got people that saying, that's not me, that's just like if somebody hit you in the face and the police ask you, do you want to press charges? If you say no, I didn't get hit in the face, then the police can't do anything.
They can't do anything because they don't have a case off of the fact right. that you're not trying to do anything.
You either not pressing charges, or they don't have anybody that says, "Oh, I got hit in the face." So
I just can't, and it upsets me so much because after this docuseries, because a lot of people really don't know about R. Kelly, like people of my sister's generation, the founders, they didn't grow up on R. Kelly. They don't really know his song, like because Graduation, I Believe I Could Fly, was a classic, something that everyone played, and I grew up on the fact that we knew his stories and everything, and made jokes about the situation, and even last year about the fact that he had girls locked up in his house. Like, we knew that stuff. Kids of like my sister's generation, the founders, come, you know, the early 2000 babies, don't know of his story or don't even care about him because for them, he's not relevant. So when this shit comes out, they're like, oh, well, she deserved it. Or, you know, I wouldn't, how would you be in that type of situation? Blah, 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 blaming the girls. And I'm like, y'all don't understand. Like, at that certain age, you cannot blame a child for being a child. I don't care. Like, hold an adult accountable for all means, because you're in your right mind. You hit a certain age, something's just start clicking. But I swear, if I was fucking 14, 16, and say if it was like freaking Chris Brown walked up to me, knowing damn well Chris Brown is like a couple of years older than me, walk up to me and be like, hey, you want to holla at me backstage? I was fucking 12 years old when Take You Down came out. Trust me and believe, my 12-year-old ass would have been at his concert talking about, I want to take it down. Like, nigga, no. Like,
so, you can't blame the kids. I know some people that will blame the kids that say, well, you know better and shit like that. Okay, maybe, but at the same time, there are some parents, some, that are in this docuseries that I completely place 100% of the blame on. I feel sorry for them, but the two parents from Florida who took their kids to their daughter to the concert, to the R. Kelly concert for the dad's birthday, and let R. Kelly put their little girl on stage and then sing with her or whatever, and then they went to the back, that's y'all fault.
I y'all blame the fat
they
woman.
They haven't seen their daughter. They haven't seen their daughter in at the time of the docuseries. They said 3 years they hadn't seen their daughter, and I'm just looking at the TV like, well, that's your fault. I feel sorry for you, but it's your fault because they said in the beginning of their story they knew about all the accusations and stuff from before. They knew about everything that he was accused of, but they figured it was okay because he got off. So they figure when they're wrong. I'm like, okay, that's cool for y'all. Y'all adults. Y'all grown. Ain't nobody grown. It's hard for somebody to brainwash you since you already grown. You got to get all this life experience. But why take that chance with your daughter? Well, R. Kelly, I don't really listen to R. Kelly music like that, even whether he was in trouble or not. But if I'm going to an R. Kelly concert and I got my daughter with me, just so everybody know, I don't have any kids. But theoretically, if I take my daughter with me and R. Kelly reaches hand out knowing that he got accused of all this stuff and knowing that the person on that tape most likely looks like him with a little girl peeing in her mouth and shit. And he reaches hand out to try to get my daughter on stage, I'm pulling my daughter away. No, you're not going on stage with R. Kelly. I don't care. I'm not taking that. That's not a risk I'm not taking. That's a risk I'm not taking. I'm not taking that risk with my child. No.
I completely agree with you. I completely side with you 100%. My thing is that I wouldn't, even with my daughter, and I do have a daughter. Like, I have a daughter, and even with the fact that me and I got heaven into BTS, my Korean pop group boys, I love them to death. And if I went to a concert, I would definitely take her to a concert. But the last thing I would have is if they asked her to go on stage. Oh, fuck no. No, I don't care. She's not going anywhere without me because I'm protective. And that's exactly what you, that's like going to a concert to Trey Songz talking about like some sexual shit. And you like, he want to take your daughter up there and she's 16. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I listen to all your songs. Yes, I know all your songs. That's cool. It's cool. We here. We support you to the fullest. You not taking my daughter up there. Because what we finna not have is I would definitely catch a case because I'll be on that stage too, beating both y'all asses. That's exactly how I feel.
And then the crazy thing about it, number two, I wouldn't, if my daughter gets on stage with R. Kelly. Why is she getting off the stage in a way that she didn't get on the stage? Why she going out? Why y'all got to go through the back stage area for her to come on stage? No, she didn't go on stage like that, so she getting off stage the way she went on stage. Take these
I
little
want to know
steps
what
over
they did
here.
for 20 minutes. Like, literally, legit though.
They said that
20
they found out. Well, I don't know about backstage, but you know, after that concert, not that night, but maybe like a week later or something like that. She ended up going to R. Kelly's hotel room
Yeah.
without her parents. And her parents ended up getting her back that night. And she ended up leaving with R. Kelly again. But through iCloud with iPhone, because they got an iPhone, they found out that that night R. Kelly did have sex with their daughter. And
At the
their
hotel.
daughter was
At
14
the
years old
hotel.
at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you. I guess you're finding out now. Like you should not have. You should not have let your daughter go into this concert is one thing, but you should not have. No, I'm sorry. If you are a negligent parent, if you take your child, and then by the time they went to his shows, I think all that cult stuff was out too. Everybody was talking about that stuff too. So if you're a parent and you take your child to an R. Kelly show, to R. Kelly concert. And you let him take your child on stage and let him take your child in the backstage area and stuff without you, you are negligent.
The only thing I blame them for is that time at the concert. I don't blame them for the child going to the hotel because by time then she already had his number after going on stage. She would have lied to her parents. She would have said that she was at her friend's house. She would have said, because mind you, at that age, everyone, like, I don't know, me personally, I would have, I'm slick. I would have been slick. I would have been like, okay, I can find a way to be like, oh, I'm staying at Deborah's house, or you know, I have a project that's coming up. It's gonna be like for a whole weekend. I'm gonna be there, or like come up with something slick that I'm like, okay, maybe I could get by with this. Okay, they don't like R. Kelly. They don't like R. Kelly. I know there's it might go off if I try to be like, hey, I'm going to go to the town over to R. Kelly's hotel, that might not slide. They would not go for that shit. So let me see if I could do this, or let me see if I could, oh, I'm just gonna go to the mall, or I'm gonna do this. That's gonna take a couple of hours. Like, oh, me and my girlfriends are gonna do a whole day spa thing where we're getting our hair done, our nails done, and thing. That's gonna take a whole like 2 days. So I'll see you on Sunday. Like those type at that age. I'm like, I don't blame them for like, I don't blame them for that hotel moment, but for the fact that they let that shit go down on the stage, that's on them. That's on them. And afterwards, it just led up to that point.
Now I don't feel
It was
like
just
that. I don't feel like they just now I don't want to say I don't want anyone to feel like I'm saying that they deserve what's going on with them because no parent deserve that. They
nobody.
still trying to get their daughter, they still trying to get their daughter away from R. Kelly. They still haven't seen their daughter. And you know, I feel for them, but I'm just but pretty much I'm looking at when I was watching this unfold, and I'm looking at this on TV and I'm just like, what else did you think was gonna happen? Like, you No, you like that parent, those parents in the horror movie about the haunted house, and everybody keep telling you the house is haunted, and you like, nah, ain't no such thing as ghosts. I mean, you move right into the haunted house, and then get surprised when you get haunted. Like, they just told you that it was haunted. Now you surprised, like you don't know what's going in the house, screaming, what's going on? You getting haunted is what's going on.
But I feel like so many people neglect all those red flags. That's what they are. They're red flags. They give you those red flags. Everyone gives you red flags. You've had like a bunch of red flags, either if you're dating someone or even like getting in a fucking cab, especially in New York, fucking New York City. You see niggas swerving, driving up to you. That nigga look drunk. That nigga, hey, these are all the wrong flags. I'm over here
Right.
getting out club and with my drunk self, and he also drunk. This should not be my designated driver. I don't even think we're gonna make it back to my location. Like, red flags. Like, these are red flags you pay attention to, and nobody wanted to pay attention to these red flags. Everyone just allowed it. I'm not saying it. I'm not trying to pull the race card, but I'm just saying, if he did this to some little white girl, it would be a whole nother story. It would be a
I
whole nother
agree.
story.
I agree. Like,
If it was a fucking 14-year-old little Susie went to his hotel, even if she willingly went to his hotel, got freaking whole state would go ham on R. Kelly. The whole state would be like, oh, it's an Amber Alert of the fact of he's doing this to a minor. This is wrong because you see these cases all the time with freaking 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds, but when it's a 31-year-old and a 16-year-old, oh, it's over your heads because he's black. She's black.
but the thing about it is, for the people that's listening, that's not, I agree with it, but that's not an indictment on white people. It's not like there's something wrong with white people, because it's just show the flaws that we have in our own community, in the black community, because
So
we always divided on shit. We don't, white people look out for each other. They're gonna look out for each other, whether it's right or wrong, they're gonna look out for each other. That's why we always got to be divided. We gotta start hollering about all this. They're just trying to get money. They said that about his ex-wife, and
even
she addressed that on the show. She was somebody asked, like the interviewer asked her, like, what do you say to people that say that you just doing this for money? And she was so mad. Let me tell you how mad this woman was. She wasn't mad at the person that asked the question. She was just mad because she had been hearing people say that about her for so long that all she wanted was R. Kelly's money. She was so mad that I
He
swear to God, she started talking. She started responding to the question as if it was a girl in the room that accused her of it right then. Like, she was like, baby, the check's been stopped, okay?
I've been had a struggle by myself. I left with my kids with $20 in my pocket, and you think he's gonna allow me to get checks? You think he's gonna allow me? This controlling, manipulative man would just give me and offer me things after I left the situation I was with his kids.
Because
And
she
we're in
did.
court
Because she
of the
did.
fact that he won't give me money. So
Because she definitely got paid by. Because some people I talked to about it was like, well, yeah, they just want, a lot of them just want money because they're getting paid by the people that's doing the docuseries. I'm like, true, but it's not like they searched out the people that's doing the docuseries. Like, hey, we want to talk about R. Kelly. The people that do the docuseries, first of all, it's not their first time doing any kind of docuseries, because if you watch it, I didn't watch it on Lifetime, I watched it on
I
Hulu.
did.
And they suggest other shows, and some of the shows are the same, are from the same people. Because just like you got Surviving R. Kelly, the other show that they recommended was Surviving, what they call it, when you have more than one wife, Surviving Polygamy.
I was gonna say polygamy.
Yeah, and so it's not like they search these people out. These people do these things. So the next show that they decided to do was R. Kelly. And yeah, they're gonna get paid for their time. They would get paid for having to relive all of this. So these people were somewhere minding their own business. All these people that talked about R. Kelly were somewhere minding their own business, doing their own thing. And then these people come to them and, hey, you wanna do these docuseries? And one person didn't even want their identity to be shown.
Facts, you're right. That whole
You
they
could
were
tell
just
it was a woman. It was either a woman or a gay man, but you could tell it was one of the two. But that's
it
all
was
you could
probably,
tell. Their
but
voice was distorted. You couldn't see their face. None of that shit. So the notion that these people just wanted money, and they probably didn't get paid a whole hell of a lot of money anyway for it. The whole notion that these people just wanted money and all they had to do was go back and relive all this terrifying, horrible shit that they went through with R. Kelly is ridiculous. It's
I don't like
completely ridiculous.
it. It breaks my heart. So it hurt, like, to the fact that so many people were gang on the victims. That's how bad it, like, so many people will point a finger to the victim but have a blind eye to the person. Like, we live in a society, not even just where it's like white or black or anything. We live in a society where 50 men could call one woman a hoe and everyone believe it, but 50 women call a man a rapist, everyone be like, maybe she probably wanted it. I don't know about all that. Like, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
But that's the fault of some of that is the fault of stupid people, number one. And then some of it is also the fault of people who get falsely, well, people who falsely accuse other people
Falsely
of shit.
accused, but I mean, like, falsifying rape is terrible, but I'm just saying it is a rare commodity. It's not something that happens all the time. It
Right.
doesn't have a higher, it doesn't have a higher, like, ratio on the fact that women who actually do get raped. And the same thing with men. Men are just not so prone to come out as much as women. And the thing is, the same thing with the fact of women not coming out or waiting to come out is because they get backlash for it. They, oh, you waited too long. Oh, why didn't you say it right then and there? Oh, well, you were a hoe or you were promiscuous. What does that have to do about the situation of what happened at that very moment?
Right.
I don't care. She could be a fucking prostitute if she did not want to have physical, if she did not want to have sex with that man and she told you no, I don't care if she sucked a thousand dicks,
Right.
she got your dick and you made her unwillingly. That's rape. That
Yeah.
is rape.
So let me ask you this. What did you get out of it? What did you get out of the docuseries that you didn't see before, that you didn't know before?
I didn't know so much about, like, the females in the situation, like how bad it was of like him, his house in Chicago, about, like, there was a girl in every room. And, like, even with the families being apart for them for so long, like, when the mom got to see her daughter, I literally cried being like when she was on the phone and they were telling her, no, they're gonna call the cops. Like, they're gonna call the cops and you're gonna have to leave. And I'm like, all she's trying to do is see her child. Like, that is heartbreaking.
Well, it wasn't the hotel that was talking about calling the police. It was somebody in the room with them because they knew the mom was trying to get her daughter, and they was like, "Yeah, if you come back up, we're gonna call the police."
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, you're just trying to keep someone to force someone who doesn't want to be there. And I'm like, if I haven't, I don't know, it's probably because I am a mother. Because I am a mother. For me not to see my daughter for a certain amount of period, especially for years, 4 years, it will break my heart for someone to be like, no, you can't. And I'm right there, and I know she's right there. Like, that's worse than freaking that's worse than having her die, because I know that she's there. I'm like, I know she's there. I know she's right there. Why are you not letting me see her? Like, I know she's there. I know she's alive. I know she wants to see me. I know she wants to be with me. I know she wants a hug. I know she wants her motherly present, and I can't give that to her. That feels like, I feel like it would be a failure on my part, because I can't do what I'm supposed to be doing as a mother. I'm not, I can't give her a hug when she's crying. I can't lead her through this issue, or even like guide her in the fact that this is wrong. You shouldn't be in this situation. It's okay to feel like you made a mistake, but it's okay to make mistakes. That's what life is. And it's fucked up that people are trying to be so manipulative and be like, oh, no, you shouldn't, to push that away, or to be like, oh, yeah, let her go. No. Oh, you should be grouped up with twos, or no one should be alone. Just always, I don't know. I couldn't. It broke my heart. And I just can't stand people like that. Those are so many red flags. And if you see that type of thing, people being controlling and manipulative, and that just, it screams for abuse. It screams abusive relationship. Any type of thing like that.
Somebody will fuck around and kill R. Kelly. I'm putting it out there now. I'm not wishing for it to happen, but I feel like it's gonna happen, because these ain't just mothers whose kids being taken by him. These are fathers too, like the one father of the kid down in Florida. Like, I can't slip up and that man catch him on the street somewhere. It's over with. It's over with.
Mom, she was like,
I already been around to jail once. I'm scared to go back again.
But I'm just saying, like, I feel like he preys on people who are vulnerable and don't have a connection. Like, one of the girls, she was orphan. She was an orphan, so she didn't have any of her parents. Nobody wanted her. And he took advantage of that. Like, he knows the type of people to target. Yeah. He's going after those weak people, weak-minded people, people he can control, people who he can take a hold of, because that's the same thing with the adults, the older women, because it's not even necessarily their age. It's the fact that they were vulnerable. It's the fact that they were weak-minded. It's the fact that he could be like, oh, you call me daddy, you ask for shit to have, like, you ask to go to the bathroom, and you ask to eat, and if you say something out of line, I'm gonna smack you.
Right.
Like, and to see those type of things and just be like, okay, I'm gonna let this happen. I'm not saying like certain ages, but at a young age, you don't know how a relationship should be. You don't know how real love is. You don't know how you should be treated in a relationship.
So they thinking that's what it is.
So sometimes you get that mindset of, this is probably how everyone else is living. He loves me because he's actually showing emotion. Just like if I was angry and I loved you, I'll yell, or I get upset, or I want to throw something. He's just showing his passion. That's a naive mindset. But yeah, it's not, they have examples to go off of, because that comes from experience. That comes from growing. That comes from learning along the way and seeing other people go through those type of relationships, going through prosperous relationships when they talk shit out and it's not controlling, and hey, okay, this is, y'all might fight, but y'all communicate after. It's not, oh, you call me daddy and I smack you around and you do what I say and you don't talk, and no, that's not a relationship. These older women who are seeing this and are just okay with it. Even with the reporter, she was like, after a while, she was like, I'm not scared. I'm an adult. Like, no duh, bitch. You have rights. Bitch, you queen, come on. You don't have to do this. This is something you don't have to do. Being at a certain age, you think this is something you have to do. This is the life you're in.
What I hate about the whole thing is how we are reacting to it. how everybody is mixed on it. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't like how people are like, well, we know what he's doing, so you know what I'm saying? Like, they just content to let him keep doing it. And it's like, our whole society is like, I don't give a fuck what's going on with that until it affects me.
Thank you. That I feel like the whole society is fucked up. He needs to go in the garden.
I was talking to somebody about it, and I was like, yeah, you say that now till you take your little sister, or you take your little cousin, or your aunt, or somebody like that, and had them, or God forbid, if you got kids, take your daughter, and, well, not take, because he literally ain't took nobody. He just persuades them, convinces them, brainwashes them, and then they go with him. But he keep them there. And I'm like, yeah, you say this now until
you're not able to see family member.
Until it happens to you, and you can't see this family member. Your family on TV talking about, we just want her back home safe. We just want to see her. We just want to see if she alive. Those parents down in that was down in Florida, whose daughter was on stage with R. Kelly at his concert, they went from trying to get their daughter back to close to the end of the episode, when the last time you see them on the show, they just like, she ain't got to come with us. We just want to see her.
Yeah, we just want to see she's okay.
Yeah,
we just want to make
sure we'll leave.
Fed and doesn't have bruises and eating well and fully hydrated.
You know how much you got to think about, you have water. Like, you know how much you got to go through to get to that point from I want my child back to I just want to see her. I just want to see that she okay. Then I go home. Like, you got to go through a lot of shit to get from that point to the next. And people looking at this shit from the outside looking in and just going, well, you know, like, it's easy for me to sit here and blame them and be like, yeah, it's their fault, which I wholeheartedly believe it is. But at the same time, like I said, I feel for them. It's still a tough situation. And R. Kelly, make no mistake about it, he's still doing this shit. He's still doing it. This ain't something that's old and they bring it back up. It's not like with Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby had stopped doing that at one point and wasn't doing it no more. Bill Cosby, it ain't like he just got somebody 2 years ago or yesterday and drugged them and was having sex with them and did all that stuff to them, sexually assaulted them and stuff like that. No, he stopped for a long period of time. Not saying it's okay, but for the people saying it's not the same as with R. Kelly. R. Kelly, for the people that are saying, well, they bringing up old stuff and digging back of old stuff, yeah, they talking about old stuff, but it goes into current stuff that he's still doing today.
To this day.
At this very moment. Right now. And I'm not being like I'm literally saying right now. It's girls at his house right now somewhere in Chicago, at his studio somewhere in Chicago.
Asking if they can probably go outside because they want to smell fresh air because they've been inside for 3 whole days without seeing sunlight. Just
they probably
say.
Haven't seen their parents in years. Like,
I feel like that's some Russian mafia shit, and people are just like oblivious to it.
There's some people who don't even like their parents who've seen them in the past year. They ain't seen their parents in years, 3 years, 4 years, some of them 5 years. They haven't seen their parents or their family, period. And some of them, I had a thought. One of them girls, R. Kevin already passed around herpes to these girls. He gave one girl herpes. Then you already know about the ones he even got pissing and shitting in buckets and stuff like that. One of these girls could fuck around and die at R. Kelly house. Parents, the family and the parents probably wouldn't even know.
Who would, honestly, if someone died, because it could have possibly happened on the who would honestly know?
Because he not finna tell nobody.
He's
somebody
not gonna...
died. Somebody, one of them girls died at R. Kelly house. Ain't nobody telling nobody, because that's the end of all that shit he doing. Because then if he's going to tell somebody, he can tell the police, then now they got to file a report. Now they got to do an investigation. How did she die? Then that's when you find all these other girls at his house and all the other stuff that he doing. Then he get in trouble. So definitely he not telling nobody if it happens.
It was one of the girls that people were calling wellness checks for.
Right. So so if one of them girls died at his house, he's not telling nobody. So it's possible that one of them girls could die at his house in his care, in his, like why they with him or whatever. And he probably just went and probably just like, hey, go. He got enough money to tell somebody, hey, go bury him. And he got some stupid motherfuckers under him, as you've seen on the docuseries, that will go do this shit because he's paying them. And then he already got connections at the police department in Chicago. Well, he can cover shit up, and that girl probably never be seen or heard from ever again.
Yeah.
Body somewhere buried, and parents don't even know.
Yeah.
And he still got them girls right now. And that's what made me feel like when people say shit like, oh, well, he did just bring up old stuff. Yeah, if you call old 12 hours ago. Yeah.
10 minutes.
If you got to look at your watch when you say they bringing up old stuff, it ain't old stuff. that's current. That's called current. That's called right now. That's called he could do. They canceling his concerts almost everywhere he go now. But who's there to say that he can't just walk down the street and just pick your little sister up, pick your little cousin up? Because some of these girls, some of the main girls that he getting, because we already know he likes them young. Some of the main ones again don't know about the shit that's been going on.
Right.
Some of these people are young enough to the point where they just found out what's going on with R. Kelly through that docuseries, which is probably one of the reasons why it was done.
Yep.
Because some people didn't even know about R. Kelly. Hadn't even heard of R. Kelly because he hadn't been putting out no music lately. And they probably, 14, 15 years old, right in his age range. And it's been by that long since he put out legitimate music.
Yeah, last song people would probably say relate R. Kelly to is something that they came out with Lady Gaga. Like, R. Kelly made a song with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And, like, my sister is what? She's 17. My sister is 17. She doesn't really know that much about R. Kelly. She was way too young at the time to actually put in any mindset of what R. Kelly did, because it was relevant in her time era. So with this story and everything going on before then, I'm like, R. Kelly wasn't really relevant. So she didn't really know anything about R. Kelly. She barely knew probably a song, if anything, probably the would probably be Skip in the Name of Love, because that plays at every cookout. I mean, did play at every cookout past tense.
I work at Hit the Sports. That shit plays in my job.
Yeah, but I definitely boycott. I definitely be like, yeah.
I talked about that at work one day. I was like, what if that shit come on and we got a store full of people? And everybody's just like had this look of disgust on their faces. I ain't never shopping at Hibbets again. And then just walk out. Because yeah. It still plays on. And we can't control the music. All we can control is the volume. We can turn it down, but then the store will be completely quiet. We're not supposed to turn the music down.
Yeah.
So we have to let it play unless somebody else tells us, hey, turn that off. And, like, it still gets played. Because legally, right now, legally, he has not done anything wrong, legally.
He hasn't been...
As far as the law goes. Like, he hasn't been caught doing anything wrong.
He hasn't been convicted. Not saying that he hasn't done anything wrong, because we already know he married an underage girl. He already had sex with an underage girl. He's done plenty of wrong. It's that he just hasn't been convicted of anything, and... Apparently, everyone thinks that the justice system is 17 gold stars in magic and they know best and never convict, the good guys, or they always do the right thing for justice system. So
Right.
if he isn't convicted, he's not a bad guy. Newsflash. Newsflash. They try to protect serial killers. Just saying. They try to protect serial killers and give them the squeakiest clean of backstory. So I wouldn't, back up with our justice system. Not saying that it is the worst thing in the world, but I'm not just saying it's the best. The
Yeah.
US do some fuckery shit to you. Especially if you're a whistleblower. And you're a whistleblower.
It's that's like I said, that's the main thing. That's the main issue I have with this R. Kelly situation is the people's reaction. Like people are so quick. I actually heard somebody told me, a guy actually told me, they just want to bring another black man down. He's like, if he actually doing all this stuff, sound like he bringing himself down. Who bringing him down? If I go out
That
there and
sounds.
kill, if I go out there right tonight and kill 20 people, and then the police want to arrest me and take me to jail, and the news does a story about it and stuff, you're not gonna look at the TV and go, oh, look at that, man. They just want to bring another black man down. No, I shouldn't have been doing this shit.
Our folks, though, and this, that's so wrong with the fact of Black community, period, because you have those ignorant Black people. You have those ignorant people. You have those ignorant folks that would be like, no matter what they did, they could murder your, not saying they could murder your cousin, but I'm just saying they could murder 27 Black people or 27 people in general, and the guy could be Black. And they'd be like, oh, they're just trying to bring a brother down. Like, it's another one a day. I'm like, nah. The same thing where you hear about, oh, let Taquan out, let my boy out. I'm like, what he got locked up for? Oh, he shut up a store. No, keep that nigga in there.
I was just about to say, like, that's where you get people who their homeboy been and did some different shit he know he wasn't supposed to do, and they walk around with them free Big Tony t-shirt, free my nigga Big Tony. Like, what Big Tony do? Like, he robbed two old ladies and bust one upside the head, and he was just trying to make some money for his kids. No, Big Tony need to stay in there.
Big Tony in that shit. Don't freeze Big Tony. Big Tony need to be where he at right now. Like he where he's where he need to be. There's no but that's the crazy part, because you have people who are just dedicated supporters, blind supporters to something that they don't know what's going on, or they don't even have a full story, or don't even have the inkling of the fact of this person did something wrong. They should pay for their crime.
Well, because this is the thing, loyalty is valued everywhere, really. But it's not a lot of things, and a lot of people listen to this. I know personally, and a lot of those people are not gonna like a lot of the stuff I've been saying. They're definitely not gonna like this. A lot of things in the Black community gets misconstrued and it's interpreted wrong. The meanings of things get interpreted wrong. People look at loyalty, and loyalty is a quality everybody should have. It's a good quality. But people feel like loyalty is, no matter what wrong somebody has done, if that's your friend, if that's your family member, if that's somebody you care about, you're supposed to be behind them. You're supposed to support them. And the way you support them is they're not supposed to be punished for that. And that's wrong. Like, no, I don't care if you, and I've felt this way. It has caused me thinking that way has caused arguments with family members and stuff like that, different friends and stuff. I don't give a fuck. If you did wrong, you need to be punished for it. If one of my homeboys is, I'm not one of them that's going to look the other way. I see one of my homeboys doing his girl wrong, slapping his girl, beating his girl, putting their hands on the girl. Hey, man, you need to stop that shit. And I'm honestly, if he was doing that, I'd probably do more than just tell him. Yeah, I'd probably beat his ass too.
I'm not a person that, like, loyalty lies, and it does get misconstrued so often, like many things, but your first priority with loyalty should be yourself and your opinions. So if you feel or you think a certain way, you should be at least loyal to your thought process. If you think it's wrong for people to be getting hit or bullied, be loyal to that. You see that shit? Stop it. Say something. Do something. Be loyal to your thoughts. Be loyal to your words. Be loyal to yourself. And that's the only person you have to be loyal to. Because in the end, it's just you. You came in this world alone. You got to exit this world alone. Point blank, period.
Pretty much, you gotta be loyal to the concept of right. You gotta know right from wrong. You gotta be loyal to the concept of right. You cannot support R. Kelly just because you like. You can't be okay with R. Kelly and what he's doing just because you like his music. Just because you had a few babies to his song, like you can't do that. Like, no,
God.
Like, you have to separate that. You got to separate the man from the music and go, okay, the music might be okay, but the man that made the music probably need to be in jail somewhere.
Well, this is questionable. This is all the way questionable.
Right. I don't want to hear nobody else talk about R. Kelly talking about they just trying to bring another black man down. No, stop that. Stop that right now. They are not trying to bring another black man down. Most of these people involved in this are black people.
A majority of all of them. Just saying.
And I know a lot of people have talked about this. All the girls are black girls. Ain't no white girls in there. It's one Hispanic girl that I saw in that. One. He got her pregnant. I think she had a miscarriage or an abortion or something like that. And basically ruined her life. But the rest of the girls, every other one of these girls has been black.
Blackity black, blackity black. I don't know, I just
go at this man the way you would go at some racist white dude. Same way. Because if these were little white girls, R. Kelly would have been in jail 20 years ago. If R. Kelly was a white dude fucking with these little black girls, he would have been done. Everybody would have been like, nah, he need to go to jail. It wouldn't be no, they just trying to bring another white man down. No.
Ah, funny. Comical.
He would have been done. Like, that show would have, it wouldn't have been no Survivor R. Kelly, because he would have been done after he peed on Sparkle niece. After he did that shit. That would have been it. It would have been like,
From the second he brought that girl behind backstage, someone would have been like,
Nah, my daughter ain't going backstage with no white man. Nope. Exactly. That would have been what was said. Like, nah. Hell nah. I don't care. I don't like with the, and I'm specifically talking about people in the black community when I say this. Like, all this shit going on with all these police shootings and all these people, all these white people calling police on black folks for no reason and stuff like that. If R. Kelly was white, you know damn well some of them people saying this shit about how people just going at R. Kelly for no reason. You know damn well y'all wouldn't be saying this shit if R. Kelly was white. If this was Robin Thicke doing this shit, hell no. Y'all be trying to get in Robin Thicke's ass. Y'all be outside his house right now, waiting on him to come out. I don't understand that. We quit to riot over some shit. We quit to riot and boycott shit. It's people want to boy. It's people boycotting R. Kelly music. Yeah, but it's not as many as it was people who was ready to boycott Starbucks when them two black dudes got arrested in there. That shit was nationwide news.
Big to boycott off of Nike, and
yeah.
But
no,
when
I'm just talking about black people. I'm talking about the shit that black people have boycotted. Like, boycott this shit had that same energy. Had that same energy. A dude got shot in Hoover is a you probably don't know Hoover is a town here in Birmingham. And it's predominantly white. It's mostly white people in there. So that whole town. The whole city, what's the city? The whole city. And dude got shot in the mall. He was trying to keep some people from getting shot by somebody else. Police came and shot him. And it made national headlines. It's been one of the biggest headlines down here for a minute. And black people down here, they stopped going to the mall over there. They stopped spending any kind of money over who they was protesting, everything. But with this R. Kelly shit, why are we split? Why is this a debate?
Because he's supposed to be an icon. I feel like it's something, like if it was some regular degular, like some old dude, he would have been in jail already. But being that he had songs that like was supposed to be at every cookout, or he made music that was iconic, that he was thought of like one of these legends, like Rob Kelly and freaking Beyonce type legends, like up there with Michael Jackson, being a pop star where everyone thinks that they can't touch him because he's iconic. He makes R&B music, like he's up there with the kings and the legends, that they let the shit pass. They're okay with this type of stuff because he's a legend. He shouldn't be able to, no one should be able to touch him, no one should be able to do that, and I feel like no one should get a pass. You're doing some fuck shit, you shouldn't get a pass. I don't care.
Yeah. But
God, I can't. I just can't. I don't know. My head is just like, man.
We're going to go ahead and table this discussion. This is going to be one of the shorter shows. Still made it to 62 minutes. Go ahead and I need everybody that listened to this show when I posted on Facebook. Let's start a conversation in the comments about it. Because we need to keep this going. Because R. Kelly is, right, as of right now, he's starting to be out of the news again. Because everybody done watched the docuseries, and then everybody done said what they had to say about it. Right now, everybody seems like everybody moving on to the next thing. Let's not let this be forgotten. Let's not let this be something, a narrative that just fades out of the spotlight.
Can we just get justice for the families? Like, can we start just calling like wellness checks? Like, find the names of the girls and just be like, hey, can I get a wellness check for such and such?
Fuck a wellness check, because the police probably won't even do that shit. Let's get some people. Let's start. I want some people in Chicago to actually just start protesting outside R. Kelly house day and night, because them people got to leave at some point. R. Kelly got to go somewhere at some point. His studio and in his house. Just protest outside his house. Let's have a group of people outside his house at all times protesting. He should not be able to do this shit in privacy, in private, the way he's been doing.
Or just in peace. Just disturb his peace. Just fuck up his peace just a little bit.
So, but yeah, we'll do this. We'll be back next time with a different subject. We'll probably go back to the three subject format next time. I just wanted this whole show to be about R. Kelly because I felt like we were gonna have a lot to say about that series. But I'm Larry Merchant. She's Nikki Jackson. We'll see y'all next time.
Peace.